And joining us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast is head coach of Hard Central, Coach Kirk Thacker. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to join us this evening.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the coverage you give for the boys.
We got two of your athletes made the team this year, and Ryler Estenbaum and Sean Utley. I guess we'll do them one at a time here. Let's start with Ryler Estenbaum. Tell us about that young athlete.
Sure. Ryler's a junior running back for us. He really has had a fine career so far, and we're looking for that to continue next year. Last year, he was a first-team All-State running back, and he continued that this year. He was first-team All-Conference and first-team All-District running back. And like I said, first-team All-State running back for second year in a row. He also was first-team All-State kick returner as well as conference and district. And this year, he was first-team All-Conference and district D-back, which he was last year, but he also got the nod at second-team All-State defensive back, which was quite a surprise for us. He did lead our team in tackles with 133 and had four interceptions. And he also led our team in rushing with 1,829 yards and 20 touchdowns. And he was second in the team in receiving. He caught 21 passes for 263 yards and four touchdowns. So he kind of is our one part of our 1-2 punch on offense. He did well this year because we lost a lot from last year's team, lost almost all of our line, and we had some replacements in there. And so his rushing totals were and touchdown totals were down from last year. And he got it mostly on his own because our line was so inexperienced. He had some injuries, and we had some sophomores and freshmen playing. And, they did the best job that they could. They just didn't have the experience, and which we'll have in the next couple of years with them. But Ryler did a fantastic job offensively and defensively this year, and was one of our leaders.
And how important is that, him being a junior and a two-year big performer for you? How important is his leadership going to be headed into the next season?
Oh, it's going to be huge next year because we know what we're going to get with him. We know that what he's capable of doing, and we know that, like I said, with the inexperienced line, they now have experience, and they will continue to get better. And so I expect his numbers to be back up where they were 2 years ago. And he will be our leader this year and next year. And he does a fine job both ways. We'll probably have to move him from D-back to linebacker this year, which is something he wants to do anyway. So his leadership both offensively, defensively, and on special teams will push us a long way.
All right, and let's move on to the other member that you have on this year's Dream Team, and Sean Utley. Talk about that young man.
Okay, Sean's a senior for us. He was our quarterback. Sean was first-team all-conference and district all-purpose back, as well as first-team conference and district D-back. And he was first-team all-CRC punt returner and second-team all-district punt returner. Sean's season was a little disappointing this year. Like I said, he suffered more than Ryler did with our line issues. Sean was All-State second-team all-purpose back last year and first-team D-back last year, All-State. And so he did not make those two this year, which was very shocking and surprising. I felt really bad for him that he didn't get voted in. I thought he deserved it. One thing that helped him last year is he had 9 interceptions last year from his D-back spot. This year he only had 3. So, but that's kind of a compliment to him because people threw away from him instead of at him like they did last year. And you know, when you get to that All-State voting, other coaches that have not seen him, they look at numbers, and with that being down, I think that really cost him. But Sean is a fine young man, I told him he is deserving of All-State, and he's All-State in my head. And like I said, he is our other 1-2 punch with Ryler. We run our quarterback just as much as we do our running back. He did lead our team in passing. Naturally, he had 751 yards passing with 11 touchdowns. And we're a running team, so we don't do very much passing. That's a lot of yards for us this year. It was 751, which is not normal. He was second on the team in rushing at 841 yards, but he had 20 touchdowns. And surprising, he's third on the team in receiving. Ryler plays a little bit of quarterback, too, and we kind of, depending on the situation, switch him and Sean around. And Sean had four catches, 106 yards, and three touchdowns, and he was third on the team in tackles with 109. So he will be sorely missed last year or next year simply because of his leadership style and his tackling ability and his smarts. He really is a, like I said, a good overall, good all-around kid, very respectful to his elders and a kind of kid that you want to be in charge of your program. He leads by example more than he is a vocal leader, and the kids do respond to him. He doesn't have to be vocal about it, and they rely on him. We know that Sean's going to be there to make plays for us. And he, like I said, I was really kind of upset at the All-State meeting that he did not make it after being both ways last year. There were some kids that had some better numbers, but I don't think they played better than him. And, you know, we were surprised. Matthew Highmiller has been trying last few years, and he got on second-team tight end. And Tommy Burton, our center and defensive end, got on both ways. But not Sean, the one that we thought would of anybody, him and Ryler, and he didn't. But he really is a factor in making our team go. So my hat's off to both of them. I've enjoyed coaching them the last few years. Sean came over after a freshman season at Norbern when Stett closed down, and he happened to live in our district. And we got a diamond in the rough, I think, and he really did come on strong after his freshman year there and blossomed in our offense. And Ryler he's been in the program since he was in seventh grade, and he just continued on and has done exactly the way I thought he would. Plays a very different from his brother, who was All-State, but the intensity and the work ethic is there just the same as I expected out of him.
All right, very good. And, again, we're speaking with Kirk Thacker, the head coach of the Hardin Central Bulldogs. Coach, again, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening. Is there anything that we're leaving out, anything else you want to cover?
No, I think we've covered it pretty much, Nathan, and I want to thank you all for doing the Dream Team and recognizing all these fine athletes.
All right, again, Coach Kirk Thacker, the Hardin Central Bulldogs, talking about his two Dream Teamers on this year's squad, and Ryler Estenbaum and Sean Utley on KMZU.